You should start this right as the New Line Cinema logo is playing. That is when the commentary track will start. We are watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1990, a true American movie classic.
And it's weird because we were going to do three, but we're doing one, which is the good one.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say they're all good, but then I'm like, no, they did kind of progressively go downhill.
Well, it's like one is the comic movie, two is the cartoon movie, three they made up entirely, and mm-hmm. I don't know where they got four from.
I like the fourth one. I thought it was fun.
It had its moments.
That's Mike not wanting to say he didn't like the fourth one.
I didn't not like it.
Yeah.
But it would have been better off if it hadn't been a continuation of three movies that were 20 years earlier than that movie.
20 years earlier in a completely different film medium?
Yeah.
That threw me off, too. Oh, man. I don't think I've watched this movie since I was maybe... I think I was probably, like, early teens last time I saw it. Ah, damn.
This is where I admit that this is almost annual viewing for me.
I watched it all the time when I was a kid. I about wore out the VHS tape.
Hey, bring that back, you criminal. Well, it's gone.
Is that showing my age? I about wore out the VHS tape. I have them all on DVD. I got the collector's package with the masks. I should be wearing the Raphael mask right now.
No one will see you.
I'll see me.
Just like no one sees the Foot Clan. Till it's too Da-da-dum. Late.
Da-da-dum. Oh, man. So did you have the privilege of seeing this in theaters?
No, I did not.
My dad to this day tells the story. He took me to see this in the theater. And he's like, yeah, and he was in the fucking aisles with every one of those damn kids. Kia and Hayek and... chopping and everything. I'm like, yeah, Dad, thanks.
Oh, you mean he was a 5-year-old at a martial arts movie?
Hey, I was six.
6-year-old?
This is a very well shot movie, I seem to recall.
You could tell it's April because she's wearing all yellow.
All yellow. It's funny, we give Michael Bay shit for putting Megan Fox in a yellow jacket, but the very first thing they do in this movie, put April in a yellow raincoat. Well, we're on the topic. Gentleman who directed this movie, Mr. Steve Barron, also directed Coneheads.
That's a very underrated movie.
I think I've only seen bits and pieces of it. He also directed A-ha's Take on Me, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, and a bunch of other music. He's mainly a music video director, it looks like.
Sabu!
Whoa! Man, that news reporter is one hell of an ass kicker.
The raincoat gives her powers.
I thought it was the Daisy Dukes.
Way to go, Raph.
You fuck up everything, Raphael.
I remember as a kid, hearing the turtle say damn was a big deal.
We watched it in school one day. Somebody brought it up, and we were all going to watch it before class started. Because, you know, for all the kids who got there like super early because their parents were lame and would drop them off very early, we watched movies and whatnot. And the teacher actually turned it off about 20 minutes in because the turtle said damn too much.
I think they say it like 3 times in the movie.
They say it a lot more than you realize. Oh. And there they are.
So you cannot tell me that those lips are any less creepy than the ones in the Michael Bay one.
Something about those lips don't creep me out the way the Michael Bay ones do, though. We are recording this like 2 days after the Michael Bay trailer hit, by the way.
Can you include, when you edit this, a damn counter?
That
I
want to
know how many times they say damn.
That might be a little technically advanced for me, but I'll see what I can do for you, sir. There's two. I'll Google it and see if somebody's...
Oh, it'd be on IMDb. You don't need to do that during the goddamn commentary.
Do your dams count?
No, my dams don't count. Okay, maybe you could have two counters, Mike Dam and Turtle Dams.
So many damn counters. I don't think we could really hold against us saying damn when we say fuck as often as we do during the regular podcast.
Eh.
That's Room Full of Nerd Stuff every fucking Friday on thehomeworld.net. Well, that's... Every fucking Friday is being a little generous. But I mean, if they could say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is weekly, I could say Room Full of Nerd Stuff is every Friday.
It's on weekly. It's just usually a rerun.
It's on weekly, kind of. Splinter being puppeteered here by Kevin Clash, the man famous for puppeteering Elmo right up until the whole pedophilia fiasco.
I don't see why you need to bring that into it.
It's relevant. It's Kevin Clash. That's what he's known for. I personally don't really know if there's any foundation to those claims, as no one has found any foundation to them. Aside, yeah, they've settled out of court and all those.
Yeah, they never really touch on the fact that turtles live for, like, hundreds of years and rats only live for, like, 3.
Well, they're mutants, dude. I mean, you know.
Which explains why turtles have teeth, apparently.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I gotta imagine this whole time Splinter's hoping that they get killed when they run out into the streets.
Evidently, Kevin Clash is also voicing Splinter, for the record, from what I can tell here. There's a critical flaw with us doing a commentary on this movie for those of you who are just not picking up on this. We actually really like this movie, so we're kind of just watching it.
You know, for a long time I thought that was a nail file he was chewing on. I wondered why Michelangelo was always sharpening his teeth.
For eating the pizza. Oh my god, it's a Domino's guy.
disappointed after the first two movies that I never had a pizza guy on a motorcycle.
One, 42 and an eighth. 10 bucks for that pizza.
Well, it is 15. Oh, 13. That actually doesn't work. If you short the pizza guy, they just take the pizza back.
I think in that scenario, he wasn't going to take it back. Ah, that pizza looks so good. So it's certainly not 1990s Domino's pizza.
Raphael went to see another New Line classic. That's what I thought too, Raph.
Raph just wants a good Critters movie.
What did they trip on?
His foot! He tripped him!
No, they leapt over his foot.
Well, you know, they come from the Sin Cara selling class.
It's the Mystico selling class now. Jason Voorhees!
Ah!
Farmer.
There was a big deal finally seeing Casey Jones unmasked.
Well, he was such a bizarre creature in the cartoon and so rarely showed up.
I know. Now he's in every iteration of Ninja Turtles ever.
Well, he was
And
a
that.
big part of the comics, and then the cartoon, which was the biggest iteration that we had growing up. He was just this weird guy that showed up and thought the turtles were Martians.
That is, of course, Elias Koteas, the man who shot Dr. House. It was a good 20 years before he did that, though. Well, 15.
And he has not aged well.
No, he is not. He is. I certainly did not recognize him when he showed up on House.
Like every time I see him now, it's like, what happened to those flowing locks?
He has, of course, had a long and storied career. Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Apt Pupil, Gattaca. Long and storied may be the wrong term, but he has had a long career. He's in a lot of shit. Looks like right now he's on Chicago PD. So. He's also inhumanly strong to knock that turtle that far.
And accurate.
Oh, wait for it, wait for it.
That cab driver pulled out just to hit Casey.
That's three, and that's where the teacher turned it off.
Did you explain to your teacher that you saw this in the theater when you were six and
I was also six at the time, so no.
Splinter's blazing up.
Trying to smoke me some J's. Is that what the kids call them? I don't do drugs. Raphael threatened to beat me up if I did drugs.
That weird anti-smoking ad that had all the cartoons in it.
That was Michelangelo in that one, but I do know which one you're talking about.
That him and Slimer and Garfield.
All the cartoons. Don't smoke. Smoking is bad.
And Nick O'Teen. Splinter, you don't understand. I had to watch Critters.
The passenger in the taxi you just saw, by the way, was Josh Pace. Josh Pace is the voice actor for Raphael.
I believe the pizza guy was also the voice actor for Michelangelo.
Yes. So that was Michelin Sisti talking to Michelin Sisti. Michelin Sisti? I don't know how to pronounce your name. No, he wasn't the voice actor. He was the suit performer.
No. Suck it, Dad.
I'm gonna put my Walkman back on. Listen to my Jim and the Holograms cassette. God, it's truly outrageous. Truly, truly outrageous.
You have to take your headphones off before you steal money.
I love how cautious he was about it when he could have, like, rifled through the wallet 3 times in the time span it took him to look around the room.
Just say big words. Nah, they have the foot well in hand.
First appearance of the man who eventually turns into Kevin Nash. Truly a fucking terrifying villain in this movie, too.
I don't get why, like, an ancient ninja master would need so many televisions.
Because it was 1987? Right? Right? No, 1990. This did come out in 1990. 87 was the cartoon.
It says right there on the screen.
Let me trust YouTube. Judith Hogue, of course, a soap opera actress, also showed up in Disney's Halloween Town and never showed up in another Ninja Turtles movie.
Hey, she was also in Armageddon.
Was she in Armageddon?
Mm-hmm.
She was. The hell was she in Armageddon?
She was Bruce Willis's best friend ex-wife.
Oh.
He kept wanting to see his kid before he went up into space, and she was like, no.
No, we're watching the Ninja Turtles movie.
Mom, I don't want to watch this movie again. Shut up, it was the last time Mommy was relevant. Let me have this.
Dun dun dun. They've got little holes, it looks like.
None of them wonder why she pulls out a sai.
You'd think at least one of the ancient ninja warriors would take pause at that.
Yeah.
But I mean, to that same credit, none of them pause at the sight of a 6-foot turtle wearing a trench coat and fedora.
What I love through this movie is that when the turtles are fighting, because they needed to put like a different head on that had padding for the actor, they have this sneer just molded into their face.
It's their angry face. Their serious fighting face.
It's like when they have dialogue during the fight scenes, their mouths don't move because it's the padded head.
Yes.
He still buzzed after toking it up with Splinter last night after you guys went to bed.
Leo, Splinter had some dank green, yo.
You'd figure the turtles would be better at keeping track of who might be following them.
Oh my god, I just saw my career after this movie.
Pet shop.
There's his kid. That's at a pet shop. He tripped. That's who the real tragedy of this story is. That poor kid just wanted some pet turtles.
Raphael looks so sad right now. I was trying to protect her and I scared her.
They all look a little sad right now. As if they know this is a fucking story again.
Every time we bring a news reporter to the sewer, Splinter's gotta tell him the goddamn story. There goes the lights. Mikey, turn the goddamn lights back on. It just encourages him to tell the story.
Form baby turtles.
You know, for having not been exposed to the ooze beforehand, Splinter is incredibly intelligent.
Right? I've always wondered how he knew what pizza was.
Well, if they belong to a child.
The child had them for all of 10 minutes, tops.
He might have said something about pizza, and that it was radical.
I'm gonna feed you radical pizza. Oops.
I've never got that joke.
I don't either. I guess you have to live in New York.
Possibly. It's only been 14 years since this movie came out. I've never... Or, hell, 24 years.
You know, whenever anybody today asks me why I eat so much pizza, I just remind them that I grew up in an era where Ninja Turtles was the biggest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
If the Ninja Turtles ate broccoli, I'd probably eat the shit out of broccoli right now.
April is incredibly easily amused. And she seems to have adjusted to the fact that there are four, like, 5-foot-tall turtles just wandering around the sewers of New York City.
It's hard to really comment on this movie.
He's not worried. He's happy to get you assholes out of the den. One at a time, guys. That hallway's not very wide.
Lucky a neighbor didn't just wander out. Dun, dun, dun. Scooby-dooby-bop-bop-bop, yellow pudding pops. Can we sleep on your couch?
Our giant mouse was stolen.
Shouldn't be too hard to find him. You know, he's a giant mouse.
We'll start in Anaheim. Depends. What did he do?
No.
Again, incredibly well adjusted to the fact of this giant turtle family.
Very good at hiding.
Which, would you let a clan of giant turtles sleep on your couch? Like, 6 hours after meeting them?
I feel like that couch was replaced shortly afterwards. Dun 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 dun. They managed to evade everybody except the 16-year-old street thug.
He's crafty that way. Why would the ninja think that just hiding behind the shower curtain would work? Donatello was the worst hide-and-seek player as a kid. He was the kid that just hid on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
Or, like, got in the corner and closed his eyes.
Crawled under the bed and just held his breath real hard.
For the thrill, Dad. I learned it from watching you. I'm gonna tan your hide, young man.
Boy, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. Oh, man. Why did I have to put on this seatbelt? I always thought this would be the people you'd want to hang out with. I mean, they've got a skate ramp and an arcade and everything.
Yeah, if they're trying to deter criminal activity, showing kids this is not the way to do it. Like, you get to be a ninja and have an arcade and skate ramp.
Oh, wait. The greatest movie debut in history comes up soon, too.
Sam Rockwell?
Sam fucking Rockwell!
He was in the scene Jumping April.
Was he?
Yes, you missed it.
Oh.
He debuted 20 minutes ago, Chris. Wake up.
Oh, man. Better take a hard sip of that Pepsi.
Fucking kids. Of course, what they don't tell you is that if you fail this test, they kill you. Enjoy the games and cigarettes while you can.
If the lung cancer and obesity doesn't kill you, we will.
Back to class.
But Tatsu never showed up in anything aside from the movies, right?
I don't think so. I don't remember him in anything else.
Yeah. Guy that plays Tatsu, Toshishiro Obato, founder of Shinkendo, which is a technique focusing on authentic samurai swordsmanship.
The story they don't tell you is in that scene where all the turtles smash their shells together and crush him in it. Like, that actually killed him.
He's been dead. That was CGI in the sequel.
With all the thieving that they do, they could find something better than a trash bag to work as his cape.
Ow, cut my hand. Ow, cut it again.
Ow, 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 damn
ow,
it.
Shit. Oh, God, why? These spikes are so impractical. Ow, fuck.
This would be a whole lot easier, Master, if you just came out with them out.
Do you really need the shoulder spikes? Do they serve a purpose?
I'm betting just the pads without the spikes would be just as effective.
I'm torn. I want to say the Shredder looks really good in this movie, but I also want to say the Shredder would not be wearing glittery maroon pajamas.
You don't know.
Turtles, I want you to know that I look fabulous. The helmet looks really good, at least. I think they did a good job on that.
The Liberace School of Ninjutsu.
Yes, Turtle, step behind my candelabra. Oh, no!
From the evidence that we have, it is a family of giant rats. Look for the giant rats and kill them.
Kill all the giant rats. James Saito playing the Shredder here. He was in a little bit of everything.
All that investigative reporting of getting mugged in the sewer. Based on how quickly the phone rang here, the chief must have had the number dialed and was just waiting to hit that last number to give him an ass-chewing. Like, oh, she's gonna say something, she's gonna say it, and when she does, Charles...
I'm gonna beep this last boop and your asshole belongs to me.
There it is, beep the boop, beep the boop!
Boop, you motherfucker!
You would have taken your dick clean off, Donatello. Well, I'm going to take a nap, Raphael. I don't know what you're going to do.
Leonardo here is being voiced by Brian Tochi, who is in some Police Academy movies. Also did some voices on Batman Beyond and Johnny Bravo. And the suit actor is David Foreman, who was in GoldenEye, oddly enough, as a stuntman, it looks like. The Ninja Turtles also inspired me to try pork rinds. It was not as successful as their attempts to get me into pizza.
Yeah.
It's like, the Turtles were right about pizza. How could they be wrong about pork rinds? Oh, God, what have I done?
Like, if they tell you the truth about A, B, and C, you're going to believe D, right?
Right.
Mikey lied on D.
God damn it, Mike.
Always lying about the D.
Meanwhile, drunk on a rooftop, Casey Jones.
I wonder why he would have binoculars when he seemed to just be fixing a stereo.
Well, you know, when you're a peeping Tom who's drunk on a rooftop, you want a little music. There's four.
All right.
I think.
Raphael
I haven't
said,
really been keeping up.
Raphael said damn when he got on the roof, so.
So five.
Five. She already gave Raph the shout-out, Mike. Get off his stuff. That's Raph's Kool-Aid, man.
How can we put this in terms that you'll understand, Michelangelo? This is Raph's pizza. Don't fucking touch Raph's pizza. You don't get no slice. Raphael is being murdered on a rooftop.
And a couple people down below were just killed.
I always wondered how he got his size back. Did they just, like, wander out to the sidewalk and grab those?
They were just kicking your ass. They were all kicking your ass just a second ago. It should be no great shock at this point that they can beat you. You mentioned everyone else. Are you going to mention Corey Feldman voicing Donatello?
I'm getting to it. Corey Feldman is voicing Donatello. Corey Feldman, the star of such great hits. Mike, do you want to take this one? What has Corey Feldman starred in?
Everything.
Everything that was not good. And The Goonies.
Hey, he was in The Goonies, Lost Boys. Lost Boys was good, at least the first one.
Gremlins. I think he's really one of the few to kind of carry over from movie. He was in this one and Ninja Turtles 3.
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. A great movie. And the suit actor, of course, David Rudman. I say, of course, like it's like, oh
yeah,
clearly it's David Rudman. Rudman won 2 Emmy Awards for replacing Frank Oz as the Cookie Monster. There's your little bit of David Rudman trivia.
So how many times did you try this and hit yourself in the nuts with the nunchucks?
My parents wisely did not give me nunchucks, probably because of this. They already saw me emulate Ghostbusters. I think they learned their lesson by the time Ninja Turtles came around.
I was very disappointed when I found out you couldn't do this.
I'm sure you could, but...
Well, you would have to make the chain, like, a solid thing.
Just spin it really fast.
And then it would be a stick. These really are the dumbest ninjas in the world if they thought that they could drown a turtle.
Yeah, they're not very bright. I've always wondered the logic of this, too. It doesn't seem like he would have the momentum to keep going. So was that guy just, like, standing outside the door the entire time with, like, 6 battle axes?
He was just waiting for his cue.
Maybe they don't need the axes this time. I feel there's a story about Bob, the Ninja Foot Clan axe holder. He's just in the back of the van polishing the axes, just in case they need them this time.
I always wondered why the Foot Clan stands around long enough for them to make their quips. Like, there's a turtle over there just talking shit. Go hit him. You're gonna break all of April's antique goodies. Why would you jump up to grab a bicycle seat when you have swords?
The Art of Ninja Improvitsu.
And you have nunchucks. Why are you using cymbals?
Because he's rad.
Why? He clearly got his ass kicked already.
A man with a hockey stick. This will do well.
So Chris Benoit? This is a very flammable antique store.
It was very flammable ninja, too, evidently. He conducted that electricity very well.
The tragic end to Bob the Axe Ninja when he gets electrocuted.
Oh, Bob. Tears of sorrow.
At the end of this, can you have, like, a rest in peace, Bob the Axe Ninja?
Just like the picture of him being electrocuted slowed down to like a third speed.
We hardly knew ye.
Rest in peace, Bob.
It was nice of all the ninjas to stop their ki-eyeing so that we could hear the message.
We don't know you and you're kind of terrifying. But please, jump down here with us. The police did not notice the beige van leaving the burning building.
It's beige, it blends in.
Wonder if I can make like a rest in peace Bob the Axe Ninja music video. Like with a Sarah McLachlan song playing. Just be the same two scenes of him over and over again. Running in the room holding the axes. Being electrocuted holding the axe.
Never start with the head. It gets them all fuzzy.
No. No, Mike. No.
Because he's fuzzy.
For a kids movie, by the way, we're like 50 minutes in and a lot has fucking happened.
Yeah. It's almost as if they gave a shit about telling the story.
Whereas if they made this movie today, not Michael Bay made this movie today, if they were like making this movie right now, we would have just got done telling the epic origins of the Ninja Turtles.
You let Bob die!
Bob was like a son to me! Ninja feels.
Oh, he just got punched in the head. He's fine.
Chris Benoit did that for years. It took him ages to feel any side effects. Second Chris Benoit joke of the podcast. Commentary, whatever it is.
So now you're going to have to put up a Chris Benoit joke counter? Along with the damn counters?
The movie damn counter, the Mike damn counter, the Chris fuck counter, the Chris Benoit joke counter. You won't be able to see the movie. It's just going to be like counters everywhere.
The other one kind of got cut off.
Yeah. The other one's gone. And let's be honest, I'm not really doing anything. I'm just kind of chained to this fence. So, you know.
It'd be nice to talk to anybody but that guy with the metal hands.
If you don't hit me, you can say whatever you want. I'll talk to you in a girly rad voice if it makes you feel better.
Splinter wants to hear your story.
Was that Elmo? Was that supposed to be Elmo?
It was supposed to be Elmo.
Supposed to be Elmo.
La 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 la, Splinter song.
What?
You've never heard Elmo's song?
No, I have not. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, you're probably better off from never having heard Elmo's song.
It's a big crack, I think.
Yeah, that might be a very small crack. I don't know. Where's San Andreas?
It's a fault line.
They made a Grand Theft Auto game about it.
Casey Jones sees the future? I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking he's wearing a wig. Godzilla, probably not the term to use in this situation.
They've only known each other 8 hours, and they're already fighting like they've known each other for years.
I'm thinking maybe April has some social and or sexual issues. She meets a human being, a strapping young man with flowing locks, and within 8 hours, they're fighting. She meets 4 5-foot-tall radioactive turtles, and 2 hours later they're sleeping in her floor.
A little overly trusting, I feel. Especially maybe, considering how many times she's been mugged in this movie.
Maybe this movie is really about a woman with a post-traumatic stress disorder. Maybe this is all in her head.
She's drawn that picture surprisingly well, considering she wasn't there to see it. Casey also weird trust issues in that he's bonded with the turtles so quickly. I think April and Casey are both very badly damaged.
Maybe that's why they work so well together. They're so damaged, they make a whole person.
Like, I think most people would still be kind of freaking out over the mutant turtles thing.
It always weirded me out that Leonardo was essentially nude in this scene, because he took his belt off, and it just makes such a difference. Like, oh god, why is he nude?
Hey, he's still got his knee pads and elbow pads on. I like how Raph is laying in the tub like they just chucked him in there.
Face down, too. Like, he's gonna...
Face down in a cast iron tub. That's exactly how Raphael would have wanted to die. Doing Ninja Turtle stuff.
They're doing ninja shit. I don't know. Fuck it.
In the last week, I've met 4 giant turtles and a bunch of ninjas. Nothing else surprises me.
Because he's an asshole. It's funny.
Who put me face down in the tub? You assholes.
Guys, I've been suffocating for like a week now.
I was feeling kind of better on the way up here, and then you dump me in this tub face down in the water. I finally managed the strength to sit up.
Hey guys, I think I'm feeling... Oh!
Ow, 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 ow.
Such a tender romance between Leonardo and Raphael. That joke's not relevant by any standards today.
The really unnerving thing about that scene is if you pause it when Donatello's mouth is open, you can see the actor's eyes in his mouth.
So, seriously, where did they get Raphael's size?
Maybe they landed conveniently on the van.
Bob the Axe Ninja brought them in. Hey guys, is this one of y'all's?
I didn't want to bring in the axes if you guys weren't armed, so I found these and thought you guys could use them. Just to make it fair, Bob is all about good form.
They trouble me because we have no one to bring the axes into our final battle now.
That is a good question from Tatsu. The turtles really haven't done much to Shredder. Like, why are you so hell-bent on killing them? They haven't done anything to you.
You've kidnapped this giant rat, and you want to kill these turtles, and you aren't really telling us much of anything.
And yeah, they stopped our boys from beating up the news reporter, but really, that's it.
We kicked one of their asses pretty good. I feel like we're good off just let them be. We've kind of already fucking killed them, haven't we?
I mean, we're still stealing stuff. Business is still good. That's not just a chopping knife. I guess Leonardo's not using it, so why not use it to cut vegetables?
You can tell they're about to reconcile because she's wearing her red halter.
Sit your ass down, woman.
God!
I'm trying to do nice things for you!
Michelangelo's just looking for some snacks. Get it? Because they're turtles.
Turtles and turtle wax.
Turtle wax. they use it as lube for masturbating.
Leo was able to grab some of Splinter's herb before they came out here.
Is he meditating, or is he just trying to pass a really difficult shit? Dude!
That's no fair. That's the only card we have left for this game. I was pooping on this tree, and I saw his face.
Like, in the poop?
People see Mother Teresa in toast. Why can't I see Splinter in poop?
All right, Raphael, stop hogging the joint. Pass it, boy. We gotta blaze up.
Don't bogart the weeds, Raphael. We're so not drug users.
Don't bogart the weeds. Wow. I am here with a small green creature named Yoda.
This is when the Ghostbusters run in and capture him.
That would have been the best movie of 1990.
So would Splinter just disappear if one of them opened their eyes right now?
You know, I just realized we're recording this on March... I guess it's still March 28th where you are. It's March 29th where I am. And this movie came out March 30th, 1990.
So we should put this up on the, I guess, the anniversary.
Should we?
Yeah.
The 24th anniversary of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I mean, it's a weird anniversary to put it up on, but why not?
We're weird guys.
We don't celebrate the every 5 year or 10 year like most people. Every 24 years is when we like to do it.
We get a jump start on the celebrations. I was injured too gravely in playing professional sports, so I decided running around on rooftops wearing a hockey mask was the way to go.
But he's got baseball bats, hockey sticks, and cricket bats. What did he play professionally?
Chess.
Before he got hurt?
Carpal tunnel's a bitch, man. This music got me so pumped up when I was a kid. Yeah, they're gonna come fuck some shit up. Oh man, I just hope we don't find a soulless ginger living in our apartment in the sewers. Why are the turtles worried about getting wet? They live in a sewer.
Well, Raphael's just spent 3 days face down in a tub, so.
Having some flashbacks, yo.
Also, a band of ninjas kind of came in and wrecked our house.
What?
Kill the closet!
You know, if he had just left the doors alone, he would have been fine.
Mm-hmm. Is he pregnant?
What are you going to say to his mom? He's down here in the sewer with me, my vigilante boyfriend, and 4 5-foot-tall radioactive turtles. If you could bring a pizza, we'd really appreciate it. Yeah. Like a man.
Ha 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 ha.
We emasculated him.
Can I wreck one of your drawings by folding it up and shoving it in my pocket?
What?
It's moldy.
Oh.
Penicillin.
Yeah. I guess that would be a problem with having pizza in the sewers.
Not that you're eating pizza in a sewer.
Just the mold risk, you know? Doesn't he have a home he could maybe go to? They're not trying to kill him.
Hey, he did stop them from killing the turtles in the antique shop.
They don't know who he is. They saw some guy with a hockey mask go, "Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm." He's fine.
Shredder and Splinter are having a psychic battle in Danny's brain. Pretty soon they're going to form Onslaught.
Yes. Wow, I'm impressed that you pulled that out of your ass, man.
Hey, if I can pull out Wrecking Crew, I can pull out Onslaught.
You got a lot of tricks in your asshole, sir. Hey, maybe somebody should close the sewer.
I notice that the streets are surprisingly unpopulated for it being New York City.
I gotta put my headband on or they won't recognize me.
Why didn't
So how did Casey follow him coming from a completely different direction?
Well, he just went around the fence instead of going through the front door. You would figure there'd be some sort of guard at the door to keep people from just sneaking in like this.
You'd figure untrained, clumsy Casey Jones would not be able to evade a ninja like that.
Sup?
I've been crashing at your place.
I don't know what that word means, so.
Yes. Here it goes with another damn story.
Who turned the lights off for this one? See, I've punched and kicked in front of a rat, and I have yet to see one mimic my movements.
You know he's evil because he wears the same glittery sparkle material as the Shredder.
That bitch never loved me.
Just wanted her to scratch behind my ears every once in a while.
She was always like, "Get rid of that gross rat." Yeah.
Why do you have a rat hanging from the roof? Oh, pearls. Somebody watched Batman. He must not have been a very good katana if he swiped at that little rat and all he hit was an ear.
I was like, maybe it's trying to build that he's really good because he managed to slice something that small. But at the same time, why didn't you just cut the head off the rat? It would have saved you a lot of trouble years later if you just killed the rat.
You bear his mark! What? He's Sid Vicious? Oh, the headband.
He changed costumes very quickly.
How do you get all that hair under that hood?
I was just talking to the rat, you know. You do it. No one asks you anything. No shit. He has his amateur artwork detector in his claw.
Art critic Shredder.
The lines are very weak.
I can see where she drew the leg outstretched and then bent it back in. She didn't erase that very well.
How could she have drawn this when she was not there for this scene?
Now that I'm older, it kind of bugs me that Shredder's shoulders are so egregiously out of proportion with his waist.
Well, he's got them big pads on. Who the fuck is Splinter?
What? There's rats now? Oh, boy, I don't need this. You know, I professionally played chess.
There's a big hole in the middle of the street you guys can get in. You don't need to slide through the little tiny hole.
For Bob! Surprise! It's Anthrax.
And just douse the Foot Clan in Agent Orange. That'll take care of them. Sorry we're late. We had to squeeze through the little hole.
I don't even know why you're surprised at this point.
I think that's why he just shrugs it off. Like, ah.
Fuck it.
Like, I wish I could say that this is the weirdest thing that I've seen in the last week, but it's really not.
No, seriously, a name would be excellent right now.
Leo, would you cut someone, for God's sakes?
Is she holding Donatello's staff? Doesn't Donatello need that?
I guess that would explain why he doesn't have it.
April, we've got a great idea. You hide up here with this stick. We could get, like, one. Donatello, you just throw punches.
He wasn't even throwing punches. He was just backflipping away from them.
Your costume consists of a hockey mask and sweats. You don't really get to make fun of him.
Don't fuck with Mr. Fuji!
Don't bring Yokozuna out. He'll bonsai drop your ass. Ninja Master bested by a golf club. Again, very strong to send a man of that mass that far.
With a golf club that was not damaged.
Did you see what he did with the golf club? I'm not touching him. So far, they haven't really hurt anybody. They just rob them. It's fairly victimless. Splinter just guessed his name.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody just let them leave. We shouldn't have come here without Bob!
Bob was really the backbone of this operation. Retreat!
If only we had battle axes!
I just noticed that as they started this little back and forth, the garbage truck drives into place.
Continuity!
See, if Bob was here, he would have hit that.
Yeah, Bob would have taken care of business. I failed to mention Michelangelo is being voiced by Robbie Rist, best known as Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Well, so there is life after Cousin Oliver.
He's mainly done voice work, it looks like. He was Cousin Spunky in an episode of Batman the Animated Series, and yeah.
Where did Shredder just come from?
The heavens.
The turtles failed to notice the giant blimp with the Foot Clan logo on it hovering overhead.
Gotta get the merchandising in the movie somehow.
Refer further, refer.
You killed Bob. You killed Bob, my most noble Foot Clan.
Raphael has done nothing but get his ass kicked this movie. How good can he really be? I guess that's six?
I guess.
I've kind of lost count.
I've not really been paying attention to them after the first volley. At least six, though.
What's going on? Why would you think that?
Ah, I did not really need help escaping. I was just too lazy to walk under my own power. It was nice of him to bring that stick so they didn't have to worry about him accidentally stabbing any of the turtles as he punched them.
should actually use some of those claws that he has all over his body to cause damage to his enemies.
They're very expensive. He doesn't want to ding them or stain them. I feel like the garbage truck would not have started up and backed up that fast.
It only took him an hour and 20 minutes to cut someone. The guy with the swords.
It's impressive that he cut anybody at all in a kid's movie.
He's standing. You first.
So Raphael has spent most of the movie getting his ass kicked and losing his size.
But what Shredder doesn't know is that Raphael has the magical ability to just get his size back.
They just teleport to him.
That would have been a great way to end this movie if he just held his hand out and the Psylocke flew around and stabbed Shredder in the back on its way to him. Shredder's tripping balls right now.
Shit, I should not have had that last cigarette before I hopped off the blimp. All those years of Splinter telling us that fucking story.
We thought he made it all up.
Michelangelo's really confused right now because he can't find a light switch.
How do we have the flashback lighting? I can't do it.
Casey Jones can aim anything.
I feel turning on the trash compactor is a bit grim for a children's movie.
In retrospect, do you feel kind of cheaped out that it was not the Ninja Turtles that beat Shredder, but Splinter instead?
No. They have their history.
Yeah. It works.
There's a poetry to it.
It's an odd decision. You wouldn't see that today. They have to overcome the Shredder. They can't, you know, get their ass beat by him for 2 hours.
Well, also today the whole trilogy would have been planned, so Shredder would be fine. He would have gotten away in some crafty way so that they could set up for the sequel. Here's the $6 I stole from your wallet. It was like 4 months ago, and she's not noticed that she lost the money.
My God, you smell like you've lived in a sewer.
Whatever, you're still grounded forever.
Still gonna beat the shit out of you when we get home, boy.
He has a belt with Danny's name written on it, so if he cuts off the last N and Y, then it makes the belt a little smaller and the ass whipping isn't so bad.
Can I just be D?
You just call me D.
Remember, if you get fired, go missing for 2 weeks and then show up where a ninja was murdered in a trash compactor.
You get your job back.
You get your job back and a raise in a corner office. Yeah, Lairdman Island and East, you get it?
It's almost like Eastman and Laird.
Oh.
Those are the creators of Ninja Turtles, if you didn't know.
If you didn't know that, you shouldn't be watching this movie. Go read a comic book or watch the cartoon. Thank God she had a dress and full makeup just on hand.
Again, their relationship devolved very quickly.
Hey, they were married in the fourth one. They weren't married.
But that was also 20 years after this movie.
And they were much younger. In retrospect, I don't think the fourth one should really be regarded as a fourth one.
But there's stuff in it at the end from the last three movies.
Well, I mean, you know.
I just don't think it's as far in the timeline. It doesn't take place 15 years after the third movie.
I think it's just kind of... It's the fourth one, but it's not, you know? It exists on its own merits. Oh, you made it funny.
Raphael was the only one there that was actually checking on his, like, father figure that had been missing and beaten for the last couple weeks.
I'm sure he's fine.
Everyone else is jumping around and dancing, and he's the only one that thought, are you okay? That was Ninja Turtles.
Thank you, Jim Henson Creature Shop, for making what I think were pretty good animatronics.
Oh, very good.
That was, It's a shame you don't see that anymore. It's all CGI now. I kind of miss that.
Here's a bunch of people you don't know.
Yeah, look at these people who never did another movie. Talkative Foot number one. And Corey Feldman.
He was the biggest name in this movie.
I know. This was Corey Feldman's biggest movie of the 90s. Think about that.
Are we really going to sit here and watch all the credits, or should we just...
I you know, I feel like we could just call it after this. What's your final thoughts on Ninja Turtles, Mike?
It still, to me, holds up. It's still a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. as you can probably tell by the fact that... as you can tell by the fact that we had to struggle very hard to say things about this movie. Still very good. Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go.
That's in the next one.
The next one should be a lot easier to talk shit about.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys for the next one. Thanks for listening.
Bye.